Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third, the third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting sixth, the catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Fisher. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second, the second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third, the right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting eighth, the catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dean Chance. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berry moves to third. Cullen moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry tags and scores. Cullen tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Chance covering, for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisher hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-1 in the game. Olander hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cullen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ulander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder, who is chasing the ball. Ulander reaches third base with a triple. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Clark now playing third base. Cesar Tovar now playing left field. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Tim Cullen. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew misplays the ball. That's an error on Carew. Sandy Alomar pinch runs for Wayne Causey. Ken Boyer pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Sandy Alomar now playing second base. Bob Locker now pitching. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-2 in the game. Roseboro hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chance takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew strikes out. 1 out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliva moves to second. 2 outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ulander strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.